was, ever since the first gang took a bow back in 1932, a scout gang show is being produced somewhere in the world every day of the year. Can you believe that? And in Peterborough, the latest show opens at the Key Theatre on the 7th of November. But you can get a sneak preview today as the gang takes to the streets. And some of the cast have called into the studio this morning. But hang on, where are the boys? Because with me this morning, I've got Joe, Chloe and Amara. Are the boys not taking part in the gang anymore then, Joe?
No, we do, but we have about a 50-50 split of boys and girls in the show since scouting is now open to girls.
All right, so the girls don't just get to do the chorus, do they?
No, boys and girls get to do everything, all the dancing, all the singing and all the acting as well.
OK, so Chloe, hello.
Hello.
Oh, they're a bit nervous, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit quiet on the mic. They're not... When they get out on the streets today, you'll be able to hear them in Whittlesea from Peterborough, but they're very quiet this morning. So, Chloe, what's the best bit for you being in Scout Gang Show?
I think just being on the stage and performing with everyone.
What about, though, all the rehearsals? Because you've got to fit in normal scouting, schoolwork, anything you do at home, plus rehearsals.
Yeah, it gets a handful, but I just fit in somehow.
Yeah. And you're really enjoying it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amara, what are you doing in the gang show?
We're doing quite a lot of stuff, but mainly it's stuff from musicals.
Ah, so which musicals?
Jersey Boys.
Oh, it's my favourite! Oh, which songs are you singing from Jersey Boys?
Begging.
Oh, I love that.
Working My Way Back to You.
Which is my all-time favourite. So, are there some lads singing that?
Yeah.
Do they look like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons? They got the short
suits. They sound like it.
They sound like it, do they? Oh, brilliant. Now, I've got to be honest and say, I popped into St Mary's Church the other Tuesday, and in the big hall downstairs, I heard some voices singing the song Lollipop, and it was you lot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, lots of singing and dancing in the show. So, how often do you have to rehearse?
About three times a week.
It's a lot, isn't it? Yeah. And are you close to being all ready now?
Nearly.
Nearly. Well, that's as good as, isn't it? So, Joe, coming back to you, you're sort of one of the grown-ups that looks after the gang show. How many are in the cast? We're talking a lot of people, aren't we?
There's 80 people in the cast that are performing on the stage.
And they're all from the Scout movement?
All from the Scout movement, aged from 8 to about 50 plus.
And I notice you're all wearing red neckerchiefs this morning with sort of special woggles on. And is that because you're gang show members?
It is. It's a special award that was presented to show that we've reached a high standard that was nationally recognised by Scouting, as you wear red neckers and you've reached that standard.
So do all the people in the gang show have to go through auditions?
We do auditions. Luckily this year everybody got to take part, but yes, we do auditions.
Who's
and we have
fiddling seniors over there? It's
sorry.
Chloe. Chloe's fiddling. You see, that's a trouble. I'm glad the boys... Now, I thought the boys were a lot of trouble. Yeah, she's broken the headphones. It's all right there. I think there's a Scouting badge that's called... headphone repair badge. So we'll do that and you'll be fine, so don't worry about it. You see, you can't take them anywhere.
No, you can't.
They're better than this on stage. And so we know we've got songs from the musicals coming up, but I mean, going back to the old Ralph Reader traditions, some of the sketches that are some of the traditional parts of the gang show, will we still recognise them?
Yeah, we will. We always end with the Ralph Reader song Christopher Wave, and we've had a few other bits of Ralph Reader material put in this year. We've got some sketches and some other little songs that he's put together.
And why are you heading onto the streets of Peterborough today? Although if I were you, I wouldn't take Chloe. Because she'd probably break something.
We've got all our young, or some of our younger cast members out there to try and promote the ticket sales, because obviously we'd like the kids to perform to a bigger audience as we can.
Because you go into the Key Theatre, which seats about 400 or 500 people, doesn't it? So we're talking about a big audience.
It is a big audience.
And you have quite a long run, don't you?
We do. We do 7 shows in total.
So you open on the 7th of November?
We do.
And so on some days you must be doing a matinee as well.
On the Saturday we do a matinee at 3:30. Yeah.
How do you girls feel about that? Two performances on the Saturday, that's an awful lot, isn't it? You've got to be with those boys all that time. Is that going to be all right?
Yeah. It's really fun though.
Your mums, dads, nans, grandads, all your friends, aunts and uncles got their tickets already?
Yeah.
So you see, you shouldn't have any trouble, Joe, selling out. I mean, they're family and friends, aren't they, really?
But it's a big theatre.
It is a big theatre. And it's 7 performances, a lot to fill. So where can we see you in Peterborough today, then?
We're going to be outside the front of the town hall.
outside. And what time will that be?
From 10 till 1.
From 10 till 1. Oh, well, by the time 10 o'clock comes, I think Chloe will have mended the headphones and she'll come with me.
Excellent.
So we'll be okay. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I suppose if I say break a leg for your performances, Chloe really will, won't
she? She might do.
So I better not say that. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. That is Joe, Chloe and Amara. And they are from the Peterborough Gang Show, which opens at the Key Theatre on the 7th of November. And they want you to get your tickets. You're gonna